On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Very little staying power.
It's usually the description of this show. How's it going, everybody? Audio Whiplash 43. Yeah, that comes after two. Rob over there, Matt over here. A couple of things to get to today.
Yep.
I had something, and it's just gone, man.
Smoking pot, doing a lot of things, feeling like you like to eat a snack or two and moving in that direction.
Snack or two. I'd shop at that store.
Snack or two.
The buck or two seems to be pretty successful.
Fuck the buck or two. Again. Really, honestly, snack or what a two. Depressing thing.
Well, since you can't buy anything for a buck anymore,
here's the deal. Your short shorts should be short. Because you've cut them that way or they're designed that way. Not because your ass is huge and has made the shorts short. Buck or two, it should be ass cheek two. Not three.
Is this the clientele of the buck or two that
of
you're speaking of?
Okay. Of course it is. You know what? Nothing makes me feel better about my life.
Shopping at the dollar store.
Hanging out. No, I don't even go into the dollar store. Forget about it.
Just stand outside the door pointing. And
going, oh my God, look at that. Look at that person. Oh, your life sucks. Do you have placemats? What do you have there? Cake molds. Kevin, what are you doing with the rest of your life? Pathetic.
I don't know. Making cakes and eating them on placemats. Clearly.
Hey, thus the four ass cheeks in one pair of shorts.
That's too many cheeks. Yeah,
put the cake mold down. It's a placemat that I can just wipe. Look at that, good to go.
Used to wipe.
When is lunch?
Lunch two.
Yeah, I'd hate to actually have a bamboo placemat or a cloth placemat. Something you could, no, it's got to be. Does it have a map of Disney World on the back? Funny, good to go.
Funny you bring that up.
Dirty white trash people.
Also related to Disney World. Although not the one that we're going to talk about.
Well, and you know what? Disney World and Disneyland. Man.
Remember which is which?
Yes, I do.
I don't.
Disneyland is in California. It's okay. The original.
Is it? Right?
Yes.
I actually, okay.
And Disney World.
I couldn't remember which was which. I definitely thought Florida was first.
No.
It makes more sense to be in L.A. or in that general area.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Orange County. That's where the original is.
And I think that's where the Ducks had their Stanley Cup
awesome
celebration.
Lame.
It was fucking Disneyland. Do you want to start with that or do you want to go somewhere else first?
Well, I think we've already dipped our toe in the water, right?
Yeah. Because we've also dipped our... The other topic could result in four ass cheeks in one pair of shorts.
Well, or in stopping at the dollar store.
Yes.
Either way, honestly, with the placement of the new studio,
yeah,
in between the studio and the beer store. Oh, that's terrible. Is a dollar store.
And
a McDonald's.
Yeah, but I have
to. It's a dangerous area.
I have to actually walk past the dollar store.
You have to walk past the McDonald's, too.
Yeah, but it's off to the right.
It's not straight in my line of vision.
It's exactly right, which is what has given me this fresh perspective on gross people shopping at these Bucker 2 type stores.
Right.
Which, you know what? You know who you are. And if you listeners are one of these people, you know what you're talking about. Why only go in there for...
Shame. Shame.
I only go in there for tissue for my gift wrap and shit. No, you don't. No, you don't. You're buying year-old gum. You're buying shit that's expired. Dented cans. Your kid is going to get sick. I swear to you. Your kid is likely going to fail somewhere in life due to your shopping at the dollar store.
Your shabby Bucker 2 parenting.
Yes, this is it. Because you know what? Like how you shovel your laneway and how you cut your grass, this fucking reflects on everything else in your life. I hate to tell you this right
you
now.
Fucking half.
But when I see you walking out of that store, I'm judging you. Just like when I walk by your house and you have this pseudo English garden in your front yard. That's not an English garden. That's just weeds and shit run amok. That's what you're doing right there. So don't give me any of your, yeah, it's an English garden. No, it isn't. You're too fucking lazy to cut your grass. Okay.
It's laziness, British style. That's what you're selling.
And here. So you know what? To me, that is likely consistent in everything you do.
Why did he just look right at me with that part of the conversation?
Well, because you know what? You don't even cut your grass. You just have a...
I've hired a maintenance
you
man.
You have AstroTurf. That's how that is.
Why wouldn't you?
I paint my grass.
Why
you see
wouldn't
that?
You AstroTurf? Pave and AstroTurf your don't, backyard.
People. Don't judge me.
That's how you
don't
do
judge
it.
Me. I just paint my grass.
Yeah. It's true, man.
Anyways, you know what?
Put yourself a little... mini putt course in your backyard, nicely turfed over, and be sweet, man.
Yeah, see my industrial weave.
I think that's something else these days.
Yeah, sorry, I've totally hijacked the
front. No, it's good because I think you probably just smashed hard into our listening demographic.
All right, well, you
who,
guys...
Who are we kidding, really?
You guys know who you are.
It's not true, though. The people you're describing can't afford an iPhone to listen to these shows or whatever, so...
Tony Buds.
Oh, man. Just calling people out by name now. I guess we'll call that a shout-out and move on to something. At the worst possible time. But somewhat accurate.
Yeah, not somewhat accurate.
Bucker 2 buds.
Yeah.
So
they don't have soap or razors there, I think. or toothpaste. Or else I can only assume Jesus. I can only assume you'd be better quaff.
Oh, no. Okay. Carry it on.
Who doesn't love to hear themselves mentioned, referenced on... Come on. That's you, buddy. That's a shout out. A little something for you. Validate your...
Okay. Okay. There's a new Disneyland world.
Disneyland.
In Shanghai. And you may not all be aware of this, but things don't happen super freely in Shanghai. You require certain... Well, complete government permission. So it's been one of, I guess, from a Disney perspective, one of the bonuses is that the government just does whatever the hell it wants. So it grabs you a nice piece of land and clears people out of the way and builds it in no time. When you don't allow people to vote on things, you can get shit done real fast, right?
Well, and they're talking about the 1,100 acres.
I believe it was actually 2,700 square
acres.
Acres was acres? Holy fuck, it's big, man. But
and so you know, anybody who has any reference, and we've touched on it in a previous Whiplash, and it may have been a Tall Can Sports, I'm not entirely sure.
Right.
The Chinese government putting the Olympics in,
yeah,
or putting in Disneyland in Shanghai. Hey, you're living here?
Bye.
Oh, hey, you're running a business here? Get out.
Now you run it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Or, you're now or in, you don't.
You're now in northern China.
Right.
And but it's, I don't live there. Yeah, it doesn't matter. So that is beauty that Disney goes, hey, this is how they want to represent their country. Come to this spot.
Yep.
There it is.
Yep.
Whatever and was there before, gone.
Disneyland's up and running in 6 months. It'd take you forever to find a piece of land, get it built, do that type of shit, and, you know,
but Disney interesting Regina as hell. Yeah, who doesn't want to go to that?
But to look at some of the compromises that needed to be made, to look at, obviously, there's no Main Street USA.
No, to me, more interesting than that, before you even get
obviously.
In, before you get into any, or else I wouldn't be interjecting in the middle of your thought, was before they ever put up or thought of Main Street USA, which could not happen and became Mickey Avenue. Or
Mickey Ave, I believe, yeah.
They had to first slightly part the cheeks and tongue bathe the Chinese government's ass.
Yeah, after that Tibetan.
Exactly. They're doing their Scorsese or...
Is it called Kundun?
Kandu?
Kandu.
Kundu?
Kundun or Kundun or something. I thought it was called. But a film
K-U-N-D-U,
from...
K-U-N-D-U, I believe. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah.
Kundu?
Yeah.
Which was a free Tibet and the Dalai Lama kind of thing that was Disney produced?
Yes. Disney released. And I think it was back around like 2000 or something.
97, 98.
Yeah. So they've held a grudge here for a while, have the Chinese, and... So they've had to apologize, and they called it like an error in judgment or something to release this.
Well,
movie.
that's very Chinese. What are you forgiving us?
I think that's
Japanese, but that's okay.
Whatever.
But Michael Eisner,
yeah,
who was the CEO at the time, no longer.
Right.
He had to go on, and they actually Disney hired
Henry Kissinger.
The former Secretary of State for yes. Nixon to work for them to go and
to apologize to, for them
exactly
basically.
To pave the way to China right and they got Eisner
not nearly as great as Plowtown
yeah I'm sure Disney's going to say this is Plowtown
yeah okay fair enough
and Eisner in transcripts not a public statement
right
but in the transcript saying it was a stupid mistake it was a horrible judgment on our part
yeah.
Right. Don't give me that shit.
Right.
But apparently that's all the Chinese government needed to go, okay.
This just in, the Chinese little sensitive to the Tibet issue. Right.
Yeah,
so,
well, stop killing people. And
why? Had to kill some to make Disneyland. Why stop now?
Olympics. Disney.
Sure. It's interesting just to, you know, I'd be really interested. One of the things they cut out was it's a small world. After all that, and I'd be really interested to know why that in particular had to go. Like, are there just enough countries out there that China doesn't want to acknowledge, or?
And they're talking, and well, no. To me, I think what the thing is, and when you look at the language they're using, when they say things like cultural imperialism,
mm-hmm. yes, and that phrase was used a few times in this article, which we'll throw it up on facebook.com/tallcanaudio.
Right. It's the whole idea that we're going to import your bullshit culture,
yes.
which is going to steamroll ours. And you know what? To me, kudos to the Chinese, because that's true.
Had no problem leaving a giant Pirates of the Caribbean ride. And
Or Tron.
Space
or
Mountain, though. No, space, that's too
space
American.
Space Mountain is out, but yeah. Tron and...
And Pirates.
Yeah, are in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, okay. So pick and choose, I guess.
Yeah, well, I guess... Well, you understand, small town USA, you're out. I wonder if the Hall of Presidents, that's got to be out.
Hall of Dictators in. Nice.
Yeah. Chairman Mao?
No Japan on its small world.
Deng right Xiaoping. Oh, look at that.
Ping.
I got two. What do you got?
I had Mao. That was it.
Okay. All right. Deng Xiaoping? No.
Nope. All right. So just...
I got no more either, so it's...
But to pick and choose when you're bringing Disney and Mickey Mouse, two of the most iconic American entertainment
if you don't want cultural imperialism, don't bring Disneyland to your country.
Right. So it's just interesting to watch how they...
Here we had Wonderland. We have Wonderland in Toronto.
And it was purchased by Paramount. Yeah.
And now sold again, right? I don't think Paramount hosts it. And now you had to get rid of the...
But before that, and I'm putting you on the spot, before it was Paramount, or it was whoever owned or ran Hanna-Barbera. So you had all those, like Yogi Bear and those. It wasn't Warner. It was... but there was that type of company. So all the rides in the kids area of Wonderland in Toronto.
It was all Yogi Bear.
Yeah, those, and I'm struggling now to remember other Hanna-Barbera characters even, but those types of, basically everyone who's not Disney or Bugs Bunny and so Paramount came in, took over, built a bunch of shit, and it was pretty good. They had some movie-themed rides of their own.
The Italian Job and all these sorts of things.
And so that obviously... Yeah, come on in. Americanize all you want because Paramount's pretty...
And you know what? And I don't know what it's called now. It's called the Backlot Coaster, I think, the Italian Job now.
Okay.
And you know what? That ride's awesome.
Right.
It's you're in a little car, like a little Fiat kind of a convertible.
Yeah, yeah.
And honestly, it hits 100K
nice.
Like that. You're not holding your glasses. They're gone.
Oh, that's a $40 hat.
Yeah. No, this is it. No, honestly, man, you hold on to all the shit on you that is. It's what's, anyways.
Hats, glasses, colostomy bags, whatever you got. Yeah, you better clamp hard.
You better be in the front car.
And you better not sit behind that guy.
Well, I'm just thinking, anybody in behind. Because you know what? It's funny you should say that because last time I was
No. Funny you spring that up. Yeah, I have a relatable story.
Nobody loves that more than the Behemoth, which honestly is one of it's got a 200-foot drop. It's got all these camelbacks.
Yeah.
This up at, anyways, it's killer. And we roll in and we're coming to the end and buddy behind us.
Right.
Yaks. Right. As we come back around, it's 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Where is your constitution, my friend? What is wrong with you? Yeah, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. You're already throwing up. You can't have gotten too much funnel cake or candy floss into you at this point. What is your deal? Vomiting. Man up. Pussy.
Speaking of vomiting, there was a... The internet, at least in Canada, was almost broken this week by an article that BuzzFeed Canada put out.
I done gone and broke it.
And people threatening each other's lives and swearing at each other over a debate of the top Canadian snack foods of all time. So I guess the only real qualifier was it wasn't what Canadians love. It had to be Canadian made. And there was some... I tried to contribute to the conversation, and I thought Eat More was missing from the list. And we're going to give you the list here in a second, but I thought it was a great chocolate, especially as a kid. I loved it. And unfortunately, as I got older, I started to take it as advice instead of a great snack.
A life lesson.
Right. But I said, hey, where's the Eat More on this list? And someone responded to me with the following, which was, Eat More is trash, you stupid fuck. Delete your account.
How about the Big Turk?
I had never heard of the Big Turk. So these are done in tiers, and Rob's got them in front of you, and we're going to debate this
Turk,
a little bit.
And Big Turk is not even on this.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but so let me just go through the tiers.
Yeah.
So the tiers are, this is the definitive ranking of Canadian snack food.
Right.
The tiers are God tier. Clearly, your upper echelon.
That's where you find this show.
Damn good tier.
Right.
Good tier. Meh. And garbage tier. It seems to be there's a real... No.
Yeah, there's great, good, okay, and then not somewhat okay. It just goes right to crap.
And I'm not sure. I really am not, right? But in terms of the god tier.
Right.
This is apparently as good as you can get in Canadian...
Snack foods. Right.
You're decadent. You're President's Choice decadent chocolate chip cookie.
I'm all in on that.
I am not.
Okay, you are a fool.
The store-bought cookie, period, is garbage.
No, not the decadent chocolate chip cookie.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
We've already got clear separation. Exactly. We've already got clear separation in the back right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm flipping the list right, at this point.
You've got the garbage as the god tier and the... Well, we'll see as we move forward.
Well, no, I do not. Okay. I do not. But to me, any store-bought cookie, no good.
All right.
Chocolate bar, this is now, they are deeming this to be the premium.
Yeah, we're still in god tier here.
Coffee crisp.
Yeah.
Chocolate bar. Okay, and you know what? Coffee crisp, probably in my top three bars.
Sure. But, no, it's not even in my top, but it's but you a say, top three you, Canadian.
But you said, yeah. You
I just, did. Because I don't hate it, but it's...
Okay.
Are you saying it's your top three Canadian or you know what?
Top
yeah,
three
let's
bar, top
let's,
three bar.
Okay.
Period.
And so we'll paint this a little more broadly as we go through it.
Actually, that may not be true.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, but here now, I think this is a polarizing chip.
Right.
Right. It is, and again, I believe this is a Canadian phenomena.
Well, it has to be.
It is the all dressed.
Yeah.
Potato chip.
Right.
Which for those of you out there who don't live in Canada or the northern states.
Losers.
It is your all-dressed chip, which is supposed to be the sort of mixing of all of your original flavors, right?
All that shit that was left when they were done making chips, they turned and dumped all the dust onto another batch.
Making your barbecue, your salt and vinegar, your plain... Now, I'm not sure if there's sour cream and onion in that.
Yeah, I don't know either, but is obviously my go-to.
But see, it is a 80s kind of phenomena, the all-dressed chip.
Yeah.
Right? So once, you know, I can harken back to your plain chip.
Yeah.
Your ketchup. No, sorry.
No, we'll get, yeah, but.
It was plain barbecue, salt and vinegar, sour cream.
Right.
There are your four
right.
pillars
yes.
of chip, right?
Yeah.
To me then, they dabbled in this smoky bacon, which honestly, that's an early 80s thing,
yeah.
which to me, I always thought it was called smoky bacon fumé. at that point, at 10 years old or wherever right. I was, I didn't understand that
bacon
was...
Bacon fumer?
Bacon fumé was just the... French translation yeah, exactly. of smoked bacon. And then to me, what was probably life altering was the introduction of the dill pickle chip.
Life altering, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey,
oh.
at 10, 11, 12 yeah. years old.
Life is small. Things alter in a hurry.
and they were hitting us with a bunch of flavors. Ketchup chip.
Right. Right?
Ketchup came in hard on the heels, right?
Right.
Ketchup. Does the dill pickle.
And I think it's on the list, so we'll get to it. Does the ketchup chip do it for you?
No.
No.
I did at the time, though.
Okay.
At the time, when it was first introduced, yeah, okay. I thought, that's a. Now, I've come back to hardcore to the sour cream and onion.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is my go-to.
But the dill pickle, yeah. it's like a salt lick, honestly. If for any of you people who dig the salt and vinegar, like the traditional Hostess or Humpty,
Humpty Dumpty,
Lay's now, I think you're seeing everything is in Canada, anyways.
Yeah,
that sort of salt and vinegar that makes the top of your scalp sort of tingle a little bit. There's enough salt in there, right?
Your left arm tingles a
bit
too.
it's that version of it. High blood pressure is
Can
happening.
Someone drop kick my chest here after I finish this bag?
Right. That it is sort of giving you that, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's crushing me. Okay, so that is your God tier.
Moving into
your damn good tier. Now, you know what? I just powered back a bag of these probably here in the studio in the last week.
Right.
Hickory sticks.
Yeah.
So, essentially, for those of you not familiar, it's a matchstick-sized potato right. chip. And it's really just salted.
Exactly what you're thinking it is.
And that's all it is. Yeah. And it sort of has this smoky hickory flavor, but salted, right? And
which I normally love. Like as a seasoning or as a, but I can't, for some reason as a salty snack, I don't really get into it, right? But to have like a hickory barbecue sauce or something on something, yeah, very nice. But anyway.
Then you have, this is followed by, under the chocolate category, we have the Kinder Surprise, the Kinder Egg.
Yeah. It's never really done it for, probably because I didn't ever really care about the toy the way that some people did. I don't know.
Well, but. You know what? The toy, you may need to have an engineering degree on, right, on some cases to put these things together. Right? It's an egg.
Yes.
It's a chocolate egg.
Yeah.
But it's thin.
Yep.
Right? And so.
And hollowed.
And so it's chocolate on the outside, but it's a white chocolate on the inside. So
Which I don't mind. Yeah.
I love the white chocolate.
Yeah.
Some people think that's trash.
Right. Well, some people are fucking idiots.
Yeah. Okay. Amen, brother. So, and then there's this little plastic egg inside of it that sort of has this little toy, and it's like a McDonald's toy that comes in your
Happy Meal.
And your Happy Meal just upgraded a bit. It's a bit more,
but only a bit.
It's throwawayable.
Right.
But yeah, the chocolate is.
Yeah,
I don't mind the chocolate.
No, it's all right.
Yep. But it seems that it's a lot of work. It's just a pile of shit, right?
I just want to eat this. I just want to eat this and get over to Buck or Two.
Okay.
I don't have time to put
exactly.
Together.
Where are my stretchy pants? Okay, so the cookie entry in the got in the
got, damn good
the damn good tier, which I am replacing with, it supersedes the decadent chocolate chip.
Oh, okay.
It is the maple cookie.
Yeah, you're crazy.
So it's shaped like a maple leaf.
Yeah.
And honestly, it has this, it's a white cream, but it tastes very much like maple.
Right.
To me, it is far superior to the decadent.
Okay. I'm going to let you get through this because this would get heated otherwise.
Okay. Yeah. Good. The good tier.
Good tier.
Smarties.
Yep.
Tastes like plastic.
And I didn't know until probably.
It's really inferior to the M&M.
Okay.
And
I didn't know until like probably 5 or 6 years ago it was just a Canadian thing.
Okay. So yeah, it is just your little.
Yeah, they're basically.
Candy corn those chocolate thing.
They're like you said, a knockoff M&M.
Wunderbar. Yeah, which, you know what? Honestly.
I got that getting knocked down.
Okay. But I like it. To me, it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, okay.
And you have Maynard's Swedish Berries.
Right.
Which I'm swapping out for now. The Swedish Berries, clearly, because it's Canadian.
Not Swedish.
I had a bag of Maynard's All Sorts the other day. Woo! Get the fuck out of here. And the
I mix them in with my hickory sticks.
And the aforementioned ketchup chip.
Which is a true Canadian. Occasional guest on this show, Amy, who travels the world playing whatever. She's got a couple of deals.
Playing whatever it is she does.
To take ketchup chips to some of the Americans. Because they just.
In exchange for Sierra Mist.
Or sometimes it's a Cherry Coke, which we now get up here, but didn't for a long time, right? So there's a couple of working arrangements, international, crossing borders, right?
And just
anything to declare, I got like 8 bags of ketchup chips.
Right. And just to illustrate the difference between Amy and myself, who I have also traveled the world doing a variety of things.
Yep.
And I had
running from the law.
Yeah, okay. Which is now, you know, put the clamps on me on my travel.
Oh, they caught me.
I'm wearing a bracelet right now as we speak on my ankle.
If you hear a little beep every now and then, that's what it is.
I'm phoning my probation officer. I would bring maple syrup, real maple syrup.
Right, not the Aunt Jemima.
In exchange for good English mustard.
See, I thought that was your brother. Was that a two-way deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's in demand.
Good British straight hot mustard.
This is it.
Yeah.
No snack bullshit.
Okay. Well,
come
people
on.
Like what they like, right? It's
dollar store people. See the earlier dollar store reference.
So, but apparently the ketchup chip, when stumbled upon by Americans, is in demand. And they apparently it's a Canadian phenomenon.
Okay,
as well.
and listen, I find myself.
But it's a Lay's ketchup chip, I believe.
I'm moving along.
Yeah, down to the meh.
Meh. The ranch crisper. Well, crispers are.
Crispers in general are just. They're all right. They're okay. That you know what? They're right where they belong. Meh.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what you have here is. Is your cheesies, the hard cheesy.
No, I need the puff, right? I don't want the crunchy.
Okay, and I love the crunchy, and I love to throw them in the freezer.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyone's
quite
freezer.
Often, yeah. Wherever I stop in, I like to have a bag of the hard cheesies. Now, to me, the hard cheesy, the Cheez-It for you Humpty Dumpty fans.
The Cheez-Its.
Right. This is, I think it's Hawkins is the, it comes in that traditional, it's a vertical white and red striped bag.
Right.
Clear in the middle. They call it a cheesy, but it's a hard cheesy. Goddamn delicious.
See, I'm way more into that Cheetos soft kind of fatter. Okay. Like that's a thicker cheesy.
See right? All those previous statements and how that reflects.
It is what it is, right? I'm all right with that.
How that reflects.
I'm comfortable with who I am.
How that reflects on Matt
and my
himself.
Cheesy love.
On his fatter, softer.
Oh, he settle in there, pal.
Okay.
It's getting personal. We haven't even reached the garbage tier.
Followed by a Mr. Big, which is the Canadian version, only probably superior to your O. Henry.
Yeah, and it's fantastic.
Because it has like a little wafer cookie thing
something
sort
to
of
it,
inside of it.
Yep.
Honestly.
Very nice.
Hey, and also rounding that out is your Joe Louis.
Yeah, and I was never as big on that as a lot of people. It's all right. And we've gone through here, it's become pretty clear I'm far more engaged in the sweet chocolate than the salty snack, right?
See,
the chip.
And see, that is the I am hardcore in on the salty chip.
Right.
Moving away from anything super sweet.
Right. And it's not like I won't sit down and destroy a bag of chips at 3 a.m. when I absolutely should not. But I'm more, if you gave me a choice, I'm going to look for the Mr. Big, not the Lay's ketchup chip.
Okay,
right?
and the last entry into the meh is the Joe Louis.
Right. And it was always fine, but it didn't do much for me. It was
as
a sweet.
As an elementary school kid, I never got those in my lunch, right?
You got like the knockoff
Jack Louis. Wagon wheel, Jack Louis.
we'll carry on down, friend.
To me, if you're going to, if you're going to go with that sort of thing,
right.
The Vachon cake, that kind of thing, which is a very Canadian, I get
Bad
it.
Bad dog.
Yeah. I'm going with the flaky. Honestly, with the pastry.
Right.
And it's got that kind of raspberry jam thing and the cream in it. Honestly, that's delightful. Okay.
So we're into the garbage tier.
In the garbage tier, which, honestly, who the fuck wrote this list?
Right. And because I'm going to take wicked exception here in a minute.
Crispy Crunch?
Yeah. Fuck off. If we're not talking about Crispy Crunch.
And the wagon wheel.
In at least the damn good tier, then this whole thing has been an exercise in futility.
I take umbrage.
It's at least damn good. Maybe it's not God tier, but you have Crispy Crunch in garbage?
Yeah, no.
Fuck
you. I don't vote.
You don't know.
I don't vote, but I'm going to get out and I'm going to pick it. And I'm going
to. I voted hard, man. I voted hard
for the Crispy Crunch.
There was a Twitter war going on. You can check out the Tall Can Audio.
Okay, so you're Twitter flipping. Feed. You're flipping the coffee crisp for the Crispy Crunch.
Absolutely, and I don't need to throw the coffee crisp down that low. But if that's the only trade off I got, yeah, in a second.
Okay, and I think we've had this conversation on air. I'm not entirely sure.
Probably. I'm often hungry.
To me, my favorite bar is top two. If pushed, will be the Bounty Bar. And a score bar. Score bar number one. Easily number one.
Yeah, I got no time for the score.
What about the Bounty? The coconut?
Yeah, I don't mind the Bounty, because I really like coconut, right?
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Then we can find some common ground. But to me, the score
Snack
bar.
Snack food, bringing people together.
Yeah, well, but not.
Not really.
Because to me, my number one is my number one, two, and three, probably.
Yeah,
score.
Okay.
Score is.
Right.
Come on, it crushes.
Oh, it crushes. So. No, it's. And that's, I don't even know, so that's it, and the garbage is the wagon
that's
wheel
it,
and
yeah.
the crispy, like, what
and
the
wagon,
fuck?
The wagon wheel is the poor man's Joe Louis.
Yeah.
Like.
But both of those in the bottom two tiers, so.
Yeah, well, because the Joe Louis.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah, to me, the biggest. Everything else, you know, it's okay. The ketchup chip is probably, to me, on that list more just because it's Canadian than because it's super popular. But I think the Crispy Crunch being in the garbage tier, I just can't even look at this as a serious list at this point.
I think you're wrong. I've enjoyed a bag of Crispers.
You're not moving the Crispy Crunch up.
No, it's certainly not. It's not jumping over those other two, the Mr. Big or.
What was in the damn good tier because the Mr. Big I think was just in the meh. And then we had Coffee Crisp in the top, so there's got to be something in the damn good that.
Well, there wasn't one in everything.
Okay.
Right. So in terms of, give me a second here.
Yeah. All right. Well. But to me, it's one of those things where it's kind of the fun of it, right? Is this is one of those lists that doesn't hurt anybody, but can escalate quickly into personal.
Well, and people have. So the Kinder Egg was in the damn good.
That's right. Yeah, and that to me that drops.
Yeah, no. To me, that's not even in the
right.
That doesn't make any of these tiers.
Right. So that at least moves everybody else up one.
And I would agree with that because you know what? As somebody who's had kids who do Halloween,
right?
All right, and you get those bars rolling through.
Yeah,
to me, the little Crispy Crunch.
Yeah.
The little Snickers.
Delightful. Little Mars.
Yeah, well, and the little Coffee Crisp. Those are my go-tos. those three.
How do you like a Snickers and not a Mars?
Very different, right?
Yeah, but very good. Both.
Okay, yeah, I don't disagree with you, right? I don't disagree. Because to me, yeah, on many fronts, the Snickers has what the Mars has, but you add the peanuts into it,
yeah,
right?
A little nuttier, right?
Yeah.
And that's...
So, but that's it. But sometimes you enjoy the slightly sweeter.
Yes.
Softer chew of the Mars.
It's true.
This is it. And what about a crunchy?
Yeah. It really is a more crunchy. Toffee, yeah. I liked that too as a kid. I don't know if they still make it, but I did.
You try and chew off the chocolate and leave the little toffee thing and then eat that. Like, I don't know.
I think that was just you.
Yeah, right. You ever peel a grape?
I've never peeled a grape. No, just eat the fucking grape.
Well, the ladies would love you if you did.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I no longer think that's what we're talking about. The top Canadian thing to snack on.
I got skills.
The top thing to nibble on is.
And I have to because I'm not well hung.
Let's put the other thing on the back burner and move into 1987.
Oh, I love it. I love 2002. The music and for all of you people who. This is really what this. We're both music lovers,
right?
And so the
grape lovers.
Thank you, music lovers.
So we've been. If you haven't checked out the last couple shows, I don't know what the hell's wrong with you, but we've started this.
Where you been?
This kind of countdown or Billboard put out this awesome list of the top 10 summer songs of every year since 1985.
And you know what? I've been totally disappointed. We're gonna reverse it. We're gonna go with O2.
Okay.
Man, because the show was ended on a total.
Yeah, no, it's true. So far we've done in one show, it was 85 and 2000, and then we did 86 and 01. And there's been a lot of bad music, but you're right. It's been the 2000s that have been more of the letdown. So let's start with 2002, and then we'll do 1987.
And it's just, honestly, yeah, the 2000s. And we've ended the show feeling like I'm not really... I'm not really deserving of any airtime. This is killing me. Okay. Summer of 2002. Who doesn't remember that?
I had just graduated high school.
Honestly, buying his own beer likely at this point.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, look at that.
Not stealing dad's anymore. Okay. That's not true either.
Exactly.
But it wasn't because I couldn't buy it. It was because I couldn't afford
however
it.
Old you are now, you're still right. Stealing dad's beer.
Right. And that's more of an affordable thing
that's more due to an availability thing.
And since we're on this, recording this, and this has been a terrible mistake to even bring up because it's not going to get released for several days. It's Father's Day. Got a couple Molson Canadian going in honor of my old man. So happy Father's Day to him.
And you know what? That's not really a shout out. To the old man, if you were, you would be drinking something better.
Like, I'm honestly, drinking what he taught me to drink. And I'm pretty good with that.
See, look at that. That's shameful.
Shame. Shameful. I won't press the button.
Yeah, and yeah, nor should you on Father's Day shout out.
Right.
Right now, and honestly, if I'm drinking a beer, if I'm buying a beer, and I'm going to raise a pint to my dad. It's going to be a pint of Guinness.
Yeah, but your dad drinks Guinness.
Right.
My dad drinks Canadian.
Or how about a Caledonia 80 Shilling?
Ooh.
Right? Smithix. Oh, my dad has a discerning palate.
All right.
Right?
Jim, Gene, happy Father's Day.
That's it. And Dad, if you're listening, when this rolls out, I think I said it last year, I think we touched on this, and it's the same thing every year. No matter how old I am, still the guy I'd most like to grow up to be like when I grow up.
Yeah. If you grow up.
Not sure when that's going to happen.
If and when, yeah.
Because I got a little bit of a Peter Pan thing going.
2002. Summer tunes.
Yeah, and you know what? Having a brief look at this.
Are you already, recognizing some more?
Well, number 10 is not filling my sails with hope. We have number 10, 2002, Oh Boy by Cam'ron featuring Jewels Santana.
Jewels Santana. Okay, I don't know the song, but I've heard of Jewels Santana.
Okay. So how about number 9, 1,000 Miles by Vanessa Carlton?
Yeah, okay. That was kind of poppy.
Okay. Here, this is gonna ring. This will ring loud and clear for a young Matt,
fresh out of high school, the world in front of him, not yet aware it's gonna crush him.
The middle, Jimmy Eat World.
A little Jimmy Eat World by Jew.
Okay, so
yeah,
I'm thinking of you and I rooming together on the road,
right?
And it's honestly, it's early morning, right? And we got Much Music on,
Much Music, everybody.
as we're packing up, and we're getting out of the hotel room, and
this is not a story that I love.
And Run to the Hills by Iron Maiden comes on, right?
Which I now love, but at the time, yeah, would have been.
So Matt says to me, "This is garbage. This is no Jimmy Eat World."
Back in the day, this is how I talk.
This is no Jimmy Eat World.
That's not how that happened.
That is exactly how
No.
I'll give Matt the soapbox
because absolutely that first part happened. That this is crap or this is whatever I must have said. Now, I don't know where we would have started because I can't imagine that song was on Much Music. They wouldn't have had a video for that.
No, it's one of those.
Must have had the radio on or something else.
No, it was actually on. It was on Much Music.
Okay.
It was a Sunday morning.
Yes.
And I remember it. We were on the
song or two or three later, The Middle by Jimmy Eat World came out, and I said something along the lines of,
ladies and gentlemen, you are about to listen to Revisionist History by...
Why?
Because that's not how it happened.
How is it revision? I said that you were song
digging,
sucked.
You were digging it. This is a guy.
Listen to me. I'm telling you.
At the age of 19, he's wearing a studded bracelet. I'm about to tell you
that I agree that I did say this is music or this is better or this is what. But it had come on two or three songs later. I wouldn't have just said this is no Jimmy Eat World.
That's how I remember it.
Of course it is.
Okay. And that's how it's going to get presented here. You are doing some backpedaling. That's all that is.
How is it backpedaling to just explain that I still said that one song sucked and the other is better? It's just a case of how it happened.
Okay.
I'm not shying away from having really liked Jimmy Eat World in 02.
Yeah, and you know what? I like the tune. I still don't mind the tune in the middle.
So as we come all the way around it.
Yeah.
Oh, and I agree. It's better than Iron Maiden.
But
yeah. Okay. That's revisionist.
Good listener. Good listener.
Yeah.
I beseech you. That is not.
Oh, our listeners don't know what that word means.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. And again, where's that guy come from? He's learning. He's reading a book and shit. And I don't know what's going on. Number 7.
Yeah.
Hero.
Is that the from Spider-Man with Chad Kruger and
featuring
Santana?
Josie Scott
from
I don't know.
Yeah, he was from one of those.
But Chad Kruger and Hero, easily forgettable.
Yeah.
Number 6.
But was huge at the time.
Yes,
the
for
music
sure it was.
Video, I think he was up on a roof, I think, like a skyscraper. Anyway.
Foolish by Ashanti.
Yeah. Is she the one who got smashed up in a... No, that was Aaliyah. Never mind. Carrying on.
How about...
Ashanti was like featured on a bunch of Ja Rule stuff. Yeah. Right?
Ja Rule. Number 5, I Need a Girl, Part 2.
Part 2. I Still Have No Girl.
By P. Diddy and Ginuwine. Lou featuring Loon, Mario.
How many people were on this?
And Tammy Ruggieri.
Sure.
Wasn't she on the women's Olympic U.S. hockey team?
Tammy Granato?
Ruggiero.
Oh, something Ruggiero.
Is that a Canadian hockey team?
I don't know.
Sorry. Anyways.
It's Italian, so who knows?
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway. P. Diddy, of course, the former
I Need a Girl.
Puff Daddy.
Part two. Okay, number four.
Part one.
And really moving along with this is it's Dilemma by Nelly.
By Nelly and
featuring
Kelly Rowland.
Look at Matt.
Yeah. That was because I think Kelly Rowland, and someone will correct me, but I think she was the second of
Destiny's Child
to try to create something, and it just didn't quite work like Beyonce worked. But she had a lot of things where she was featured in things like this.
Not nearly as bootylicious, I think. That's the problem,
That's probably the problem, yeah.
Okay, number three, Without Me.
Eminem, yeah.
Eminem, can you give me a couple bars of that?
It'd be so empty without me.
Okay.
No. Do you want me to sit here and rap?
No. You did give me the, and that should be, but I'm not getting it.
Okay.
Number two, Gananoque, Zone. Avril Lavigne with...
Must Be Complicated.
Complicated.
She's not from Gann, is she?
Yeah, she's from Gananoque.
Napanee. Yeah, it's Napanee.
I'm thinking of Alan McCauley. It's an easy comparison
sure.
there,
Why
right?
Why wouldn't you can mix those two up?
Confuse Alan McCauley and Avril Lavigne.
We've all done
two
that
people,
once or
two
twice.
Two people I've stood next to at a urinal with.
Summer of 2002, Alan McCauley was carrying the Leafs through the early... Honestly, to play the Hurricanes.
Poor
Sundin
poor
was
Alan
hurt.
McCauley,
and Green
right?
was hurt.
I'm standing next to him in a urinal, and he's chatting away, and I'm thinking, man, could you brush your teeth?
Are you Avril Lavigne?
Those are the yellowest teeth. You must have the warmest teeth in town.
Warmest?
They have little yellow sweaters on them. Come on, honestly, man, what's going on there?
Are you about to be traded to Nashville?
I don't know. He's about to wreck the Senators in a bunch of playoffs. That's all I know. Number one.
Okay, wait one sec. Because in theory, I should...
You're having problems with the Alan McCauley, Avril.
No. It's more. Yeah, I'm more trying to think like this. This is where I'm really starting to try and feel out my music, right?
And we've already. This guy has already.
Okay, so this guy, I think I may have already.
And he's already had. A song
I was
going to
say something by Creed
on this top ten, and it's not.
Is it something else? But This Is How You Remind Me by Nickelback.
Nope.
Okay. Then I'm going to shut it down or I'll guess all fucking day. So it's...
Joel Santana?
Yeah? No. Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. No, sorry. I thought you were asking for the...
It's getting hot in here.
Oh, Nelly. Yeah, okay.
So take
that
off.
That was 02, eh?
Yeah, it's 02, man. Yeah. That's right. So you know what? It sucks. All of it, you know, complicated.
Compared to 01 and 2000?
It's better.
Yeah.
It's a slight improvement.
Slight. Very slight.
We've moved the... The dial a little bit.
Right, okay.
But.
Not good.
Man, the 2000s.
Yeah, so far hurting. So we're going to go to 1987, when hopefully Jimmy Eat World and Iron Maiden won't be duking it out. One of those bands is around.
Okay, number
probably
10.
Probably not on the list.
Oh, and honestly, who doesn't love this, right? And this is, okay, anyways. We won't get too far into that. Number 10. Summer of 87.
Summer of 69?
It was only in my dreams. Debbie Gibson.
Donna Lewis?
Whoop, whoop. No. All right.
Yeah, no idea, man. Kay. This is all you.
How about number nine, a little Tapao, Heart and Soul. Give it to me. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
No, I got it once you did that. Off the title, I didn't know.
And how about number eight, Head to Toe, Lisa and the Cult Jam? No.
No.
All right.
87 stinks worse than 86 and right. 85.
Okay, well, hold on. We're going to work. How about number seven, Who's That Girl by Madonna?
Well, at least I know the artist this time.
Okay, number six, I Want Your Sex, George Michaels.
Okay.
Oh, that song was huge.
Yeah.
Not everybody's doing it, but everybody should.
which we also, I think, referenced on a previous show that not everyone should.
Okay. How about Los Lobos and La Bamba?
Yeah, okay.
Something, 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 something.
Yeah, I had forgotten that song ever happened until just this second.
And how about this? Number four, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. U2,
yeah.
Boom, that's huge.
That was a huge song that still holds up.
Yeah, number three. Oh, and if this tune doesn't hold up, I have no idea. Shakedown by Bob Seger off the Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack. Shakedown, breakdown.
Yeah, okay. Nice.
Okay, and?
It's no Without Me by Eminem, but it's all right.
How about I Want to Dance with Somebody? Especially somebody.
I want to feel the heat with somebody.
Exactly, somebody who loves me, man. Come on, exactly. Little Whitney Houston. And number one.
In between beatings at times.
Yeah,
that
or down. Using an ice cream spoon to pull shit out of my ass because I'm so constipated.
We still talking about Whitney Houston?
Yeah, well, that's what a little bit too much yes, heroin. A little bit.
I'm sure. I gotta get a spoon up there.
Yeah, well, it's gotta be a long handled spoon too, and it's
more of a ladle.
Yeah, than this that. Is it. But it has to be small.
Yeah.
So number one, nudging out that is
nudging out
Alone by Heart. Oh, who doesn't love that?
It's not ringing a bell off the...
Oh, trust me, you would know
it. Oh, I'm sure.
Hit
us with a
how
couple.
How do I get you alone?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which, honestly, the misheard lyric was, how do I give you my bone?
That was not misheard. That was just changed. But a question that still gets asked.
Hey, by how do you get me alone? It's easy. Promise me tacos. We'll do it. Whatever's going
promise
on.
Me talk. Just... And a coffee crisp.
I'm good to go. How do I give you
promise
my
tacos?
How do I give you my
tacos
bone?
Help out Whitney Houston probably. Fix her right up.
Yeah, honestly.
Oh man. So that's 85, 86, week
you know,
three.
87, not bad.
Not bad.
02, better than the previous 2 years in that decade.
But I found 87 worse than 86. So.
But not the top couple tunes. There's
that's,
some stuff.
No,
on,
that's right. Yeah.
There's some stuff on there that's, like
right.
You said, that holds up. So
yeah.
Really, that's what you're looking for. That, and we're talking 30 years.
Yeah. So we've got a bunch of these we'll do, but that's week three on this Billboard countdown, 02 and 87. If you want to hear about 03, which will likely be god-awful as well, but maybe 88 will hold up, check us out on the next one. We'll see you then.
See ya.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.